नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 45। नारदः प्राह मुनये सरस्वत्ये सरस्वत्यास् तटे नृप ध्यायते ब्रह्मा परमं व्यासायामित तेजसे। नारद प्राह मुनये सरस्वत्यास्तटे नृप ध्यायते ब्रह्म परमं व्यासायामित तेजसे नारद प्राह मुनये सरस्वत्यास्तटे नृप ध्यायते ब्रह्म परमं व्यासायामित तेजसे नारद प्राह मुनये सरस्वत्यास्तटे नृप ध्यायते ब्रह्म परमं व्यासायामित तेजसे।
नारद प्राह
मुनये
सरस्वत्यास्तटे नृप
ध्यायते ब्रह्म परमं व्यासायामित तेजसे।
नारद प्राह मुनये
सरस्वत्यास्तटे
नृप
ध्यायते ब्रह्म परमं
व्यासायामित तेजसे नारद प्राह मुनये
सरस्वत्यास्तटे
नृप
ब्रह्म परमं
व्यासायामित तेजसे
How many of you memorized it already? Very good. Okay.
Narada praha munaye
Narada praha munaye
Sarasattastate nripa
Sarasattastate nripa
Dhyayate brahma paramam
Dhyayate brahma paramam
Vyasayamita tejase
Vyasayamita tejase
Radha Vallabh
Narada praha munaye
सरस्वत्यास्तटे
नृप ध्यायते ब्रह्म परमं
The formula for memorizing?
First word of each word.
Okay. First word of each line. Parasuram was the first word of this verse. The next of the line? No, next. The whole line. Narada Praha Munaye.
Narada Praha Munaye.
What's the second line? Vyasji. Sarasatyas tate. Sarasatyas tate. Nripa. What's the third line, Puneet? Okay then. Dhayate Brahma Paramam. Dhayate Brahma Paramam. And then fourth line. Vyasa. Vasaya Amita Tejase. Okay, very good. Narada, the great sage Narada, Praha instructed Munaye unto the great sage Sarasatya of the river Sarasati. Tate, on the bank. Nripa,
O king.
Dhayate, unto the meditative.
Brahma,
absolute truth.
Paramam,
supreme.
Vyasaya,
unto Srila Vyasadeva.
Amita,
unlimited.
Tejase,
unto the powerful.
Translation
by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In succession, O King, the great sage Narada instructed Srimad Bhagavatam unto the unlimitedly powerful Vyasadeva, who meditated in devotional service upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, on the bank of the river Sarasati. Please repeat after me. In succession, O King,
the great sage Narada
instructed Srimad Bhagavatam
unto the unlimitedly powerful Vyasadeva,
who meditated in devotional service upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Absolute Truth,
on the bank of the river Saraswati. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the fifth chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada instructed the great sage Vyasadeva as follows. Atho Mahabhaga Bhavan Amogha Drik Suchi
Shravasattarato Dhritavrataha Urukramasakhila Bandhamuktaye Samadhinan Asum Asmaran Tad Vicheshtitam. Samadhinanusmara Tad Vicheshtitam. O greatly fortunate pious philosopher, your name and fame are universal, and you are fixed in the absolute truth with a spotless character and infallible vision. I ask you to meditate upon the activities of the personalities of Godhead, whose activities are unparalleled. So, in the disciplic succession of the Brahma Sampradaya, the practice of yoga meditation is not neglected. But because the devotees are bhakti yogis, they do not undertake the trouble to meditate upon the impersonal Brahman, or as indicated here. They meditate on Brahma Paramam, or the Supreme Brahman. Brahman realization begins from the impersonal effulgence. But by further progress of such meditation, manifestation of the Supreme Soul, Paramatma realization, takes place. And progressing further, realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fixed. Sri Narad Muni, as the spiritual master of Vasudeva, knew very well the position of Vasudeva, and thus he certified the qualities of Srila Vasudeva as fixed in the absolute truth with great vow, etc. Narad advised meditation upon the transcendental activities of the Lord. Impersonal Brahman has no activities, but the personality of God has many activities, and all such activities are transcendental without a tinge of material quality. If the activities of the Supreme Brahman were material activities, then Narad would not have advised Vasudeva to meditate upon them. And the Param Brahma is Lord Sri Krishna, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjun realized the factual position of Lord Krishna, he addressed Lord Krishna in the following words: Param Brahma Param Dhamo Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum Ahustam Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devar Shir Naradastatha Asita Devala Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Praveshime. Arjun summarized the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita by his realization of Lord Sri Krishna, and thus said, "My dear personality of Godhead, you are the supreme absolute truth, the original person in the eternal form of bliss and knowledge." And this is confirmed by Narada, Asita, Devala and Vasudeva. And above all, your personal self has also confirmed it. When Vasudeva fixed his mind in meditation, he did it in Bhakti Yoga trance and actually saw the Supreme Person with Maya, the illusory energy in contraposition. As we have discussed before, the Lord's Maya or illusion is also a representation because Maya has no existence without the Lord. Darkness is not independent of light. Without light, no one can experience the contraposition of darkness. However, this Maya or illusion cannot overcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but stands apart from him, apashrayam. Therefore, perfection of meditation is realization of the personality of Godhead along with his transcendental activities. Meditation on the impersonal Brahma is a troublesome business for the meditator, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, klesho adhikatarastesham abhyakta shakta chetasham. That those klesha adhikataras tesham abhyakta shakta chetasham. those who are attached to the impersonal or bhakta, unmanifest, they simply invite more and more trouble or distress for themselves, klesha. So this is the verse before the last verse. Actually, last verse. Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. So here, the succession, the disciplic succession through which this knowledge was of transcendental reality, spiritual sky, is being transmitted has been described. First, this knowledge was given to Brahma by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Krishna, this chapter describes that. Brahma was bewildered, then he was inspired to meditate and or perform austerities and penances, and when he did that, by internalizing himself, his consciousness, he perceived the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead instructed him on the subject matter of the transcendental nature. So, and after that, in this particular verse, it is being described how Brahma, upon receiving this transcendental knowledge, which actually was given in the form of only four verses, expanded within his heart in the form of the absolute transcendental understanding, the perfect understanding of the transcendental nature, the spiritual nature. And then he imparted this knowledge to Narada. And the previous verse, Narada's qualification has been described. What was Narada's qualification? Because he pleased his father and spiritual master, Brahma. Brahma was pleased, and as a result of that, Brahma gave this most secret knowledge. Brahma gave Karmakanda to Daksha. All are actually Brahma's sons. These 10 sons of Brahma. He gave Karmakanda to. Karmakanda section describes what? How to enjoy this material nature. How to have a lot of material prosperity. Daksha, the word Daksha means expert. This personality is materially very expert. But spiritually he was bankrupt. That's why he dared to offend Lord Shiva. And as a result of that, he lost his head. And what kind of head was given to him? Goat's head. A befitting head. A goat's head. A goat is very intelligent. And a goat is actually sacrificed in the sacrificial altar of the Lord. But generally in a sacrificial altar. So he got a goat's head instead of the human head. So which indicates that the materialistic people do not have any spiritual understanding. They are not at all concerned about the spiritual understanding, nor are they concerned about the spiritual progress, and often they end up hurting or offending the spiritual, great spiritual personalities. Because from a material perspective, they cannot understand the greatness of a spiritual personality. And they end up offending. So, Daksha was looking at Lord Shiva from his mundane perspective. He was judging Lord Shiva from his mundane calculation. This person is not materially successful. That was his conclusion. And he was lamenting, "Oh, I gave my youngest daughter in marriage to this person who doesn't have a house to live. Who doesn't have any place to stay, and where he lives? He lives in crematory. And who is he surrounded by? All kinds of ghosts and hobgoblins. And he doesn't even look civilized. He is dressed. He is not even dressed at all. Naked. His body is smeared with ashes. And he doesn't make any endeavor for any material prosperity. So that was his calculation, and then he got upset that he did not offer me respect. I am his father-in-law, and on top of that I am Daksha, I am such an important person. And when everybody stood up to offer respect to me, this person did not stand up. So I won't have any relationship with him. But Sati, when she found out that there's going to be a big sacrifice, big festival in her father's house, and all the demigods, everybody is just going to attend the festival, she was feeling bad that her father didn't invite her husband. Deliberately, Daksha did not invite Lord Shiva. But Sati reasoned, after all, that's my father's house. Why do I need an invitation to go to my father's house? So she just went. And as a result of that, she had to hear all kinds of insults about Lord Shiva, her beloved husband. She couldn't bear that. She left her body. And then Lord Shiva came and Daksha and Lord Shiva's associates plundered the sacrifice. So as a result of that, there was a chaos everywhere. Then finally Lord Shiva's associate, was it Virupaksha or Vishya, anyway, that Lord Shiva created from his portal, Virabhadra finally put Daksha in the sacrificial altar and chopped his head off. Daksha himself was offered a sacrifice. And Lord Shiva picked up the body of Sati, left her body. He was so attached to her that when she left her body, Shiva was telling her not to go, don't go, because he could naturally, he's a Trikala Darshan, he could anticipate what might happen. And Sati left her body. And then he started to dance with Sati's body on his shoulder, carrying Sati's body. And that was the Tandava Nritya, Lord Shiva's dance of destruction. Lord Shiva is Bholanath, but once he starts to dance this Tandava Nritya, then the whole creation is destroyed. Lord Shiva dances also, there is another pleasant dance. He dances Pancho Badano Narode Dhori Premero Shaghano Role Kamalashano Nachiya Bole Bolo Bolo Hari Bole. So Kamalashan is Lord Brahma. So when they become ecstatic in Krishna Prem, Lord Shiva begins to dance holding the hands of Narad Muni. And Lord Brahma begins to sing chant the holy name of the Lord, Harinam, Kirtan. So Lord Shiva has a pleasant side which is very That is Shiva, Shanta. Very gentle, very peaceful. Shiva means peaceful. He is peaceful in his meditation. He is peaceful in Krishna prema. But when he gets angry, oh, you better watch out. Many people have experienced Lord Shiva's anger. One of them is Kamdev, Ananga, Madan, Cupid. He tried to break Lord Shiva's meditation. He did break Lord Shiva's meditation, but when Lord Shiva was upset, and he just looked at him, and he was burned to ashes. And that's why he doesn't have a body. Ananga or Madan, in English is identified as Cupid. Of course, in English, in the Greek mythology, Cupid has a form, a baby form. He looks like a little baby, little boy. But Ananga is Madan, who is the demigod who controls the love affairs, lust, controller of lust. He is a person without a body, because Lord Shiva burnt his body. His body got burnt due to just one glance of Lord Shiva. So when Lord Shiva begins to dance, his Tandava Nritya, when he gets angry and starts to dance, then what happens? Because of his dance, the whole creation falls apart. As his foot falls on the ground, what happens? The atoms and molecules split. Just a little bit of uranium atom splits, and the result is atomic bombs, nuclear bombs. So can you imagine when, with Lord Shiva's, now they can split only atoms, like big atoms like uranium. But when Lord Shiva dances, then all the atoms starts to split. And as a result of that, the whole creation is destroyed. So when Lord Shiva started to dance his Tandava Nritya, all the demigods approached Krishna, Narayan, and told him, please do something about it. The whole creation is coming to an end because Panchanan has gone crazy. And so then Vishnu released his Sudarshan, and the Sudarshan started to cut the body of Sati, and it fell on 51 different places, and those are the 51 Pithas of Devi. Is Harsiddhi one of the Pithas? Right arm, right elbow fell. And how many are in Madhya Pradesh? Devi Kapit. Okay. So, so this is how. And then finally, when Lord Shiva saw that Sati's body is not there, all of a sudden he became aware that Sati is not there, Sati's body was not there. So then he became peaceful and he sat on meditation. And in the meantime, the demigods, they got into a trouble with the demons. And in order to lead the demigods to in a war against the demons, they needed a general. And they considered that only if a son is born out of Lord Shiva, then only that personality will be so powerful that he can lead him to victory. So in the meantime, Sati took birth as the daughter of Himalayan mountain, Himalayan, Giriraj. And she is born as, therefore she is known as Parvati. So it was decided now, Lord Shiva didn't have to get married. But Lord Shiva is in a meditation, so Parvati was sent to break Lord Shiva's meditation, but he was in such a trance that she could not. So then the demigods came and persuaded Ananga, Madan, Kandarpa, and told him that you do something to break Lord Shiva's meditation so that he would open his eyes, he would be able to see Parvati and be attracted to her. And he at first declined. He said, look, please don't ask me for such a job. Because when he gets angry, when Shankar gets angry, then I'll be in trouble. Then they said, don't worry, we'll give you protection. But when Lord Shiva opened his eyes and just looked at him, no demigods even could protect. Even they collectively, they could not protect Kandarpa. His body was burnt into ashes. But anyway, he was burnt to ashes. He lost his body, but the purpose was served. Lord Shiva saw Parvati and became, recognizing her to be his eternal consort, accepted her. And as a result of that, a son was born. Skanda, Kartikeya. So these are all not just some fiction or fairy tales or mythology. They are not myth, they are truth. These personalities are there, and more we can recognize their presence, more we can feel their presence, the more we'll advance in our spiritual life. Spiritual life means recognizing the fact, the reality of the existence of these spiritual personalities. By recognizing that, we derive spiritual. So here it has been described how the transcendental knowledge was imparted by Lord Brahma to his youngest son, Narada. And then, in turn, Narada imparted that knowledge to Vasudeva. And where was Vasudeva? Narada praha. Praha means instructed. Praha means said. So Narada said this knowledge to, instructed this knowledge to Vasaya Amita Tejasa, extremely powerful, unlimitedly powerful Vasudeva. Vasaya Amita Tejasi. And where was Vasudev? He was meditating on Sarasatya Stati, on the bank of the river Sarasati. And who he was meditating on? He was meditating on Param Brahma. He was not meditating on Brahman, he was meditating on Param Brahma. Is there any difference between Brahma and Param Brahma? What's the difference? Yes? No, Brahma and Param Brahma, what is the difference? Brahma, who can describe? Anyone else? Okay, Aniruddha.
Brahma is the base of the Supreme Personality of
God. Okay.
And Param Brahma is the Supreme Personality of
God. Himself. So Brahma is the Anga Kanti or Jyoti, is the bodily effulgence of the Lord. And Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman, Supreme Brahman or Param Brahma is Krishna himself. This is a big hurdle to cross, especially the Indians. It's a big hurdle to cross because of the misconception that has been injected in their mind for so many generations. You are in agreement with me, Raga Pandit? What was your understanding about the Absolute before? Absolute. You used to think you are a Nirakari?
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. So, and you have become? You have become a devotee. A big misconception is floating in India for many, many generations now, and it has affected the Indian philosophical, spiritual domain, spiritual philosophical domain actually. That misconception that ultimately everything is impersonal. Everything is formless, nirakar. But if we look at it properly, then we can see, like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that Krishna, you are Param Brahma. He is not saying Brahman. He is saying Param Brahma. You are Param Brahma. You are the Supreme Brahma. Here also we can see, who was he meditating on, Vasudev? Brahma Paramam. He was meditating on the Supreme Brahman. So if Brahman is the light, Brahma Jyoti, then what is Param Brahma? It is at least it's superior to Brahma Jyoti, the light. So what is that? Obviously Param Brahma is the source of the light. Now who is the source of the light? The source of the light is a person. That has been very, very clearly explained, and those who are intelligent and those who are fortunate, they can very easily understand that. One has to be fortunate to understand this. So have you all become fortunate? Who has become fortunate, please raise your hand. Okay, Raghav Pandit has raised both hands. So he also raised both hands. Those who have been completely convinced about your fortunate situation, raise your hand and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you are really fortunate, then how will you understand your good fortune? The way to understand your good fortune is that when you go to the temple and stand in front of the deities, who will you see? Will you see a stone statue, or will you see the Supreme Personality of God? This personality is the cause of all causes. The personality who said, Aham evasam evagre nanna jatsa dasat param, here is the personality. He was there before the creation. Not that he just appeared here on 10th of, or 20th of January. Was it 20th of January or 10th? 10th February. Yeah. The first year was, 20th January was last. 31st January last year. Yeah. So he was. It's not that he has been. He appeared here on 10th of February. He had been here since time immemorial. He has been before the creation. That is the personality who is standing. So when you stand in front of such a personality, what are you supposed to do? What are you going to do? Okay, surrender unto him. Bow down to him, okay. And you said something, Raghav Pandit? Or another person? Oh yeah, Manigrita. glorify Him, pray to Him. What will you pray to Him? Dhanang Dehi. What will you pray to Him? Okay, very good. The prayer to Him is Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim Kavitam Bajagadisha Kamae Mamo Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahayatuhi. Very good, Sitanath. Now you explain the meaning of this prayer of yours. Say it. Na Dhanam means? Any wealth. Okay. Na Janam? Any follower. Okay. And then? Na Sundarim means? As a brahmachari, you don't even think of it. We don't? Beautiful women. Jagadisha Kamahi. Jagadisha, Jagadisha is the Lord of the universe. Krishna. I don't want any of that. What do I want? Mama Janmani Janmanishwari. My Lord, I just want to be your servant. Bhavatad Bhaktir, I want your devotional service. Janmani Janmanishwari. Life after life. Yes, that's a very good prayer. What are the other prayers? The other prayers are also Vainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddho. Kripaya tava pada pankajasthita dhrishadrisham vichinta nayanam galadashru dharaya vadanam gadgadaruddhaya gira pulakai nichitam vapukada tamanam grumne bhavishyati. Very nice prayers. Yes. Very good, yeah? Say it. Chakshusha Prabhrishaitam. Not Chakshusha, Chakshusha. Prabhrishaitam, Sunnaitam, Jagat Sarvam. Then? Adarshanan Marmahatan Karta. Yatha Vidhatam. Actually, we are not qualified to offer this prayer. To call Radha Madan Mohan Lampato. That is reserved for the exalted devotees. We can go up to the 7th verse, the 8th verse of Shikshashtakam is for the gopis of Vrindavan, not for us. But we can recite, but generally that is not the mood with which we offer our prayer to Krishna. Puneet, do you know the Shikshashtakam? No? Why not? That's one of the first things you must learn. Okay, memorize it today. Okay? You have the copies? Okay. Very good. Parshuram? You know Shikshashtakam. Shyamohan, no? Memorize it. That is the only, these are the 8 verses that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. So memorize it. Arvinda? Yeah. And this morning I was noticing, just reading Sansara Dhavanala, you had to have the copy in front of you. That is, yeah, this Gurvashtakam, everybody must remember. Does everybody memorize? Does everybody remember Gurvashtakam? Who knows Gurvashtakam? Very good. Good. Every morning we sing it, so we naturally should memorize it. And so here, in this particular verse, Prabhupada, in the purport of this particular verse, Prabhupada had been very emphatic about the personal aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because impersonalism is a curse, actually. Impersonalism, if you get caught up with impersonalism, your spiritual life is stuck. You won't be able to make spiritual life. Abhyakto hi gotir dukkham. Impersonalism leads to only suffering. Do you want to suffer or do you want to enjoy? So anandam buddhi vardhanam. So we should go for anandam, not klesha, not misery and distress. But abhyakto hi gotir dukkham. Klesho adhikataras desham. Abhyakta Shakta Chetasham. Those who are attached to Abhyakta Ashakta Chetasham, whose consciousness is attracted to impersonalism, what happens? Klesha Adhikatara Stesha. Who is saying it? Who is saying it? Krishna is saying it. Should we take Krishna's words seriously or not? So, if we take Krishna's words seriously, then we should immediately give up this attachment to impersonalism. Is it clear to everybody what is impersonalism? What is impersonalism? Everybody knows? Who doesn't know what impersonalism is? So everybody knows. So don't become attached to impersonalism. Rather, become attracted to the Supreme Personality of God, who so eloquently, so wonderfully explaining through Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins with the root four verses. Aham evasham evagre. Prabhupada is making that point straight away, that aham means a person. Aham is a person. So right from the beginning it is clear, aham eva asam eva nanna jat sad asatva. When there was nothing, there was not even the cause or the effect. And paschad aham jaditachya. And at the end, afterwards, what will remain? When everything will be destroyed, who will be there? I'll be there. So who is that I? That I is Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has pointed out that He is that I. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Dadami. Sanskrit grammar is very specific. Dadami means I give. First person, singular number. Sanskrit is so defined that it is singular. In dhatu rup, there is singular, dual, and plural. Ekvachan, divachan, and bahuvachan. Dadami, and what is single dvivachan, what will be dvivachan? Dada, dadama. Yeah. And me, bash. No, I'm sorry. Dadami, dadaba, dadama. Yeah, me, bashmash. Titash anti shithastha. Me, bashmash. Then also dhaturup, shabdarup also is got three aspects. Aham abham vayam. I, we too, we. So clear, so precise language. Where is there any, where is the room for any misunderstanding? When grammatically it is becoming so clearly established. So that's why I was saying that it's a curse that comes in the form of an extreme bewilderment that completely confuses the individuals. Why take that unfortunate, difficult course? Take the simple course that has been presented by the Lord Himself. Why should we doubt the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And that is the business of a spiritual master. A bona fide spiritual master clarifies the understanding. Doesn't confuse the understanding, but clarifies the understanding, makes it clear. Krishna has spoken, and a spiritual master elaborates that understanding. And that understanding is very simple. Ansul, is it simple for you? Your understanding? No doubt, no confusion. Everything is clear. Who is Param Brahma? Krishna is Param Brahma. Is he a person? Is he a person? Param Brahma is a person?
Yes.
Yes. Param Brahma is a person. Are we persons? We are persons also. Everyone is a person. In the spiritual sky, even this glass is a person. You know? The glass is conscious. Is a person. Just as the Lord's chakra is a person. Sudarshan. Lord's mace is a person. Komodak is a person. Although he is in the Lord's hands and he is simply dependent upon the Lord's action, he is just there for the Lord to use him, Krishna to use him. But if he wants, he can create this devastation himself. Like he can start bashing everybody up. He can. But as a humble servant, he generally doesn't do that. Similarly, Sudarshan, that he does. He goes out of the Lord's hand but acts according to the Lord's will. And what does he give? He gives Sudarshan. What is Sudarshan? Sudarshan means Sundar Darshan. Darshan se kya hota hai? Darshan se darshan hota hai. So Sudarshan se kya hota hai? Sudarshan se Bhagavad Darshan hota hai. It's by the mercy of Sudarshan that we can get to see the Supreme Personality of God. But if I have Kudarshan, then he'll destroy that. Kudarshan. So that's how wonderfully everything is situated in the spiritual sky. So just take shelter of the spiritual sky. Take shelter of the spiritual personalities. Take shelter of the spiritual reality, everything will be perfect. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
So as I thought that you are intended to narrate the different sections of knowledge like you started. Brahma invited Karmakanda sections to Daksha, and you described the history. It was very interesting for that. And
I didn't go any further after that. Okay, Brahma gave Karmakanda to Daksha. Brahma gave Gyanakanda to four Kumars, and Brahma gave Bhakti, Bhagavat, to Narada. Why did he give it to Narada? because he was pleased with him, because he was interested only in spiritual advancement. Arti?
About 6 months ago, I went with one Mataji on the Sujain Parikram, and our ISKCON driver took us to some other temple, the Durga temple. In front of it, they have these two massive blackened pillars with 1008 yubi holders that are lit once a year, I'm not sure. And according to the pujari there, one of Sati's body parts fell in that spot. At the time, I did not take it too seriously, because oftentimes people tell things. But I was just wondering that they said in her interjain.
Yeah, right. That's what Raga Pandit actually confirmed, that Sati's right arm fell there. And that is Harsiddhi temple. Harsiddhi temple. This is one of the 51 places of Devi. Another interesting thing to note also is that when Jogamaya slipped out of Kamsa's hand, Nanda Yashoda's daughter slipped out of Kamsa's hand and assumed her form as Devi, she actually came to Vindha area, Vindha mountain. And this is the Vindhachal, Vindha mountain area. So she must be here also. Find out where she is, Raghav Pandit.
Whereas we ask that, so why should you doubt the words of the Supreme Lord? The materialists will simply say, how do we know that? This is the Supreme Lord speaking, because they have no idea. They do not know. So we can speak so many words, but how will they know?
That's why we are saying, don't doubt. Drive away all your doubts and accept it as the absolute truth. If you allow the doubts to creep in, then millions of doubts will come one after another. Right? So just accept it with faith. When you're learning ABCD, who taught you ABCD? Your mother? And did you doubt that? That what she was teaching was right? Right? We didn't doubt it at that time. But later on it became confirmed that A is A and B is B. When you grew up and you started to read books, then it has become verified that yes, A is A and B is B. So you begin with faith and then see what happens. But if you start doubting even before you start, then where is the hope?
How to impregnate them with that humility so that they can accept, okay, this is superior to me, because material life is so gross. And they are so encumbered with it. So
it will depend upon the individual. Some will find they are ready. They accept everything that you say. Mm. Then there are some you have to take a little more trouble and explain to them. Appeal to their intellect and intelligence. Mm. Then to some you give them prasad. Right, and gradually their heart becomes purified and then they start. And with some you have to take the danda, the stick, right? And some are so hopeless that you just leave them. Don't waste your time.
Also in the narration which is presented of Lord Shiva, in the curse of Daksha, much of that narration is not actually there. Shiva leaves the arena, goes to Kailas, Brahma goes and appeases him with the demigods and all. How do we gather that extra bit of information that he danced with the body of Sati? Because according to Bhagavatam, Sati committed Sati rites and left the body. She burned up. So now your holiness was saying that he danced with the body. Mm-hmm. So for someone who doesn't have an extra bit of information, they will start thinking, now how is that possible? You know, the body yeah. burned up.
Burnt up, actually with the fire, she left the body. But this burn, the agony in the form of fire made her leave the body. But the body was not burnt to ashes as such. The body was there. And that's what caused Lord Shiva to dance with. And you see, we also have to understand that Bhagavatam is giving the summary in brief. Like the elaborate descriptions are there. Like just like Chaitanya Charitamrita is giving the summary, but you know, elsewhere you get the elaborate description. So in this way, other Puranas are substantiated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
So in the future we will have much more access to the Puranas?
Yes, Dibya Gyan will be revealed in your heart. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.